Guide to Andrew Ross Sorkin's Too Big to Fail, the inside story of how Wall Street and Washington fought to save the financial system and themselves, by InstaRead, narrated by Sam Scholl. Overview. Too Big to Fail, the inside story of how Wall Street and Washington fought to save the financial system and themselves, 2009, begins in March 2008, when Richard S. Fuld Jr., CEO of Lehman Brothers, received a phone call from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Bear Stearns, the smallest of the big five Wall Street investment banks, would be sold or go bankrupt in days because of the collapse of the subprime mortgage market. Paulson was signaling that Lehman Brothers, the fourth largest bank, should be worried that it could be next. Fuld became concerned as he watched Lehman's stock plummet. Desperate to save an institution that was founded in 1850 and which he had served since 1966, Fuld strategized to protect the firm's employees and stockholders by negotiating for a sale to, among other possibilities, Korea Development Bank, Barclays, or Bank of America. The negotiations failed. In September 2008, Paulson decided that Lehman Brothers should file for bankruptcy to prove that there were consequences to the risks Fuld and his competitors on Wall Street had been taking for years. Despite a warning from Lehman's top distressed debt trader about a possible domino effect if markets went sour, Fuld had insisted the firm borrow more to pursue riskier deals. When the stock market was soaring, this worked in Lehman's favor. When the market fell, there was no safety net. As Lehman Brothers was going under, Paulson recognized that Merrill Lynch was on the ropes as well. John Thain, who'd been hired as chairman and CEO less than a year before,